firstly, mate, how are you and whereabouts are you today?
Yep, good, thanks, Toby. Yeah, good to be on. Just pulled up around the corner from home. Just on my way back from the stables.
Oh, so you're not quite home and dry, you're just dry.
Yeah, that's it. Nearly there, though.
Very good. Now, you've had a bit of an enforced break from driving. Have you actually had a break, mate? Did you get away with the family or do anything, get your mind out of harness racing for a day or two at least?
I was actually fortunate enough. We went up to Lake Eucanbeam for a week with a heap of my mates from back home. So went up there for a week two weeks ago. So, they do that every year. So got away and done that. But apart from that, no, I've just been working.
Have you had a chance to do that before and when they've gone away, if they do that every year, or did it just happen that this year you could?
I try and go every year if I can. Usually, I might only get sort of 3 or 4 days here and there, but that's the first time I've probably had the chance to get away for close to the full week for a lot of years, yeah.
In harness racing terms, a week away is the equivalent to everyone else's 6 weeks long holiday, mate, isn't it? It's just never ends.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, so we're back, though, and Saturday night, very important. Serge Blanco, Captain Sandy free-for-all. He trialled pretty impressively, mate. What's the plan?
Yeah, well, obviously, looking at the draw, I'd would say straight off the paper, talking to Dad, that we'll be leading, and hopefully his fitness is where it needs to be. But he's probably drawn to be in front and catch a wave, being sort of first up a bit like us for a little while. He's a champion horse, but he'll have to run some serious sectionals to sit outside him and beat him, or if he comes with one run, he'll be hoping we get tired late.
So if she asks a question at the start, what's the answer if Kate comes and asks?
I think we'll be holding the front. If we were to let Catch a Wave go, there would be, in my opinion, there wouldn't be a great deal of pressure, and makes it a very hard horse to beat when, if we've got to do a little bit and keep him outside us, I think that's our best chance of winning.
If you get to the top though with Serge and get away with a 31 or something, you'll be in the one getting away with it, and you'll be very hard to beat. So Kate will be conscious not to give you that run either, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. I think it comes down to probably a key fact too. You know, with these sort of horses, when you're at that top echelon, you don't want to give them a gut bust the first up. But they're good horses, and he's gone to the trials and ran home in 54 the other night. So you'd think only naturally he'll improve off his trial. So, Shepparton's a lot slower track than Melton, so I'm expecting him to rip home pretty good.
Can this be his campaign? I know I've been banging on about this for 12 months, that he's going to get to the absolute top, Serge Blanco, and he showed he was on his way last prep and he was scratched a few times. Tell us why he was scratched a few times.
Yeah, he just had a little bit of an underlining virus, that they sort of couldn't get on top of. But I suppose when you're at that level, you've got to be 110% or 100% every time you go around. So he was at home still being ticked over. He hasn't actually had to have any time off. He's still been working and everything like that, So he hasn't actually lost a lot fitness-wise and work-wise. It's just this underlining issue we sort of had to get on top of that before we were 110% happy to race him.
So how do you know that? Is that from doing bloods and seeing the discrepancy in the blood or something?
Yeah, just off blood tests. There was one level that was probably a little bit out of whack, and just to get it right before you press the button. His last start prior to the sort of being scratched at Shepparton, he sort of sat 1-1 or 1-2 and pulled out and didn't do much. And after that, got a blood pulled on him, and there was just a few little discrepancies. Nothing major, but just enough to indicate that it would have been holding back him from being at his full potential. So, Dad's just sort of stepped back, and we know that he's a nice horse, obviously. So it was in our best interest to have him at his peak before we produced him again.
There's nice weather in Queensland in a couple of months' time, mate.
Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't get the job of travelling him. I'd just be flying up to drive him, I think. So it would be no no advantage to me, but that's something Mum and Dad could probably definitely look at.
Yeah, I reckon they might be too, because there's some good races up there and he'll be fighting fit for them. Ebony's Avengers, gee, she's been racing well. No doubt you've been watching her closely, and I bet you wish you were out there the other night when she was steaming up the inside of Queen Elida.
Yeah, definitely. Nah, it's a credit to Chris and Brad. They've probably turned her form back around to what she sort of promised to be as a two-year-old. And she's low flying at the moment, so perfect barrier draw for her, and hopefully she can figure in the finish.
If I'm ready, Jet holds the top and she gets home like she has been, and I know she was really good last week as well, behind Just Believe, you're going to be in this finish.
Yeah, definitely. First glance at looking at the form, if I'm ready, Jet trots out and does everything right, I think it'll be in front and we're going to be leaders back. So if it plays out that way and Queen Elida ends up coming around and sitting outside, I'm ready, Jet, it sort of sets the race up for us, you're right. But, she's got to also get the longer trip, and, I think she'll be right there.
I think so. She got the long trip in a heat of the Derby. She ran fifth. I went back and had a look. She ran fifth in a heat of the Derby, which was a pretty good effort at the time for a filly.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be too concerned about her not getting the trip. But, drawing where she has, she won't have to use anything early. She'll just be straight on Ready Jet's back. So that's a big plus for her. And like I said, Queen Elida's going to have to do some work at some stage and put itself into the race. So it does set it up for something camped on them, but hopefully we're good enough to be the one that runs past them.
Geez, it'd be some sort of return, wouldn't it, if you won both the free-for-alls, mate?
Yeah, no, that'd be a good way to come back, but fingers crossed, yeah, everything goes right, and we're right there on both of them.
Yeah, I do know you got to drive at Ballarat, but, but it'd be a great weekend for you, and be good to see you back in the cart, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Too easy. Thanks, Toby.